Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 8. Paul wrote, "Never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord." This wasn't the first time that Paul had spoken about the issue of shame. In his letter to the church in Rome, he boldly declared that he was not ashamed of the good news of Christ. Paul had been brought up in the strict disciplines of the Jewish faith. He was a Pharisee and had studied under the most respected rabbis of his day. He knew that there were many people who wanted him to feel thoroughly ashamed of his Christian convictions, which they saw as a terrible betrayal of his Jewish roots. On the contrary, he was so proud of his newfound faith that he was more than happy to boast about his salvation and his new life in Christ. He was the very opposite of ashamed. Paul knew, however, that there were many reasons why young Timothy might feel ashamed of telling others about the Lord. Indeed, shame can be an obstacle for all of us. We might hate to be seen as different or a bit odd. We would rather fit in with the crowd and avoid other people's sneers and jibes. Paul wanted to do everything he could to encourage Timothy to be bold and confident in his testimony and not to shrink back, however costly it might be. I fully recognise that the rise in religious tension and violence across the world in recent years has caused many people to feel apprehensive about sharing their Christian faith. However, I'm quite sure that Paul would tell us to be bold and confident in our witness and to always speak with sensitivity and grace. So let me ask you a straightforward question. How bold are you in sharing your Christian faith with others? Now let's pray together. Lord Jesus, forgive us for those times when we have not spoken about you for fear of what others might think. Please help us to be more confident in speaking about you. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today. God bless you.